On behalf of the Naturally Unbothered podcast, we would like to give our condolences to all of the family members of the nine people that were lost in the helicopter crash a few days ago. We also want to let you guys know that you guys are in our prayers and that your lives will not ever be forgotten and will always be cherished. And ladies, do y'all want to say anything?
Ebony.
I just give my heart to all the families. I really don't have any words, really. I just want to give the sincerest condolences, and I'm praying that they find some type of peace in all this, whatever way they can.
Lisa?
And I just want to say that I just want to piggyback on what Shari and Ebony said, that we do send our heartfelt condolences, knowing what it feels like to lose a spouse. I sincerely keep the spouses in prayer, and I keep the parents in prayer for losing a child. And we just want to let you know that we care just as much as everyone else sincerely does here in America and around the world, and that it is a great loss. And I know that he will be missed, and all of the others will be missed also, but his legacy will live on, and all of the great things that he contributed to society will live on through his spirit. So we just say our prayers are with you.
Thank you. And we recorded this episode previously to this occurring, but we did not want to air an episode without acknowledging this great loss. Thanks for listening. Hey everybody, it's Thursday. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered.
Yes.
I'm Shari.
Hey.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Wanda.
I'm Ebony.
All right, Wanda. And we have a guest today. Her name is Ashley. She's from Sex by Ashley.
Sex with Ashley.
My bad. Ashley, tell us all about your blog and all the great stuff that you do.
Okay. Like she said, my name is Ashley Cobb. I have the website Sex with Ashley. So Sex with Ashley is a combination of, it's a blog and a vlog. I have videos on there. I have articles that I write that are geared towards sex and helping people to open up about sex, helping women to learn about sex and to be able to be comfortable with speaking about sex out loud. That's my whole mission.
Awesome.
What an amazing mission.
That's
God bless you, Ashley.
Mission. We love your mission.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you. I'm doing the Lord's work. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, honey.
I like
Amen.
That.
That's what we do. That's what we do around here. I'm
he
glad
you
yes.
Yes. That's exactly what we do around here. So normally at this time we would do, let's go ahead and do our cast update. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Y'all know what I need y'all to update me on this week?
What's up?
I want to know. If you were to be the third member of a celebrity couple's threesome, what couple would you be the third wheel on? And since Ashley is our guest,
I'm going to say, this is on top of my head, probably Safari and Erica Mena. Because Safari, we know he's working with the monster, and I'm low key curious.
Yes.
As to how that, you know, play out, because he looks like he knows what he's doing. He has that big dick energy. You know, people who know what they're doing with what they got. Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good one. And Erica, that's a Mena great go one. Both ways, too. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, okay. All right. I ain't mad at it. Lisa, you thinking? Why Lisa look like she over here praying, y'all?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all mine while Lisa thinks about hers. I'm going with Teyana Taylor and her man, Mr. Shumpert. That's who I'm going with. I think Teyana Taylor...
She's super sexy. Yeah,
I seen that concert at One Fest. Whoo, child. Yeah, I'm gonna be the third party in that.
Her body just be glistening.
Yes.
Oof.
And he's got a nice, great body too. And he looked like he can eat a pussy very well.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He does. He looked like he can pick you up, hold you up, and eat your pussy while he walk around. Mm. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, Sonny.
Yeah. Eat and walk. All right, Ebony, who you got?
Y'all, I'm gonna go for Oprah and Stedman.
Oprah and Stedman. They have boring sex. Oprah and Stedman.
That's the trick.
I'm not even hearing rumors about Oprah. So
I'm not even sure they even have sex.
I don't think they do.
I think he is her. What are they? Her beard. I think that's what he is.
I bet he is knocking her back out.
I think Gail is knocking her back out.
Welcome. Every time I say what I say, y'all always gotta say something.
My bad. Ebony, why this do you feel Oprah and Stedman will be the perfect threesome for you?
Because Oprah is my spirit animal, and I feel a connection to her.
Okay.
And Stedman is tall. And he's like, he looks like he got a strong back. And I feel like since he's been open through all of her stages, mm-hmm. big, small, he can do with me in my kind of heavy stage right now. That's where I'm going.
Kudos to you, Ebony.
Kudos to you.
All right, what about you, Miss Lisa?
Well, I thought about it, and one person that I really, really like, and I think he is like super hot, his lips, is Tyson Bedford.
He ain't married.
He don't have to marry his girlfriend.
I think he is married though.
Oh, is he? He done got married?
I think he's been linked with a woman. I don't know.
He is the sexiest of the sexiest.
So you want Tyson and whoever the hell he with?
Yeah, whoever the hell he with. It don't even matter.
Okay.
Yeah, his lips is and his body is yes.
Okay. Wanda, why are you looking at her like that?
That's why y'all feel like shit ain't gonna work out, because y'all going for looks.
Wanda is going for peripheral view, so I don't even know what she's doing over here.
Are you gonna answer this question, or
no,
you just
listening? I don't have nobody, because I thought her answer was gonna be totally different.
Who do you think I would pick?
Something like RuPaul or somebody.
She said
like
RuPaul.
What's her name?
No, those are just pleasure.
Laverne.
You could have put RuPaul and Laverne together, and that would have been.
So, Ashley, what you don't know is Lisa loves transgenders. Like, she loves them. She loves them. And recently, I took her to her first drag show.
Oh, how was that?
It was fabulous. I had the best time.
Somebody please.
Ashley, they were so sexy. They brought it. And they were beautiful, too.
I, always wanted to go to a drag show. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go to one.
Yeah, they have an awesome drag show here in Savannah.
Gay Pride Week is where you need to be at.
But this chick was, not only did she think they were beautiful, she was like, oh, I will fuck the shit out of that one.
Funny.
Oh, yes. Lovely. That one, you are beautiful. As soon as they walk up, I will fuck the shit
out of that one.
So, yes, honey, she loves her a transgender, and she don't care who knows.
I got a question.
Yes, ask your question.
Lisa, so would you wear a strap-on?
Would I wear a strap-on?
Yes.
No, if I was with a woman, it would just be straight sex.
So you're in a transgender, so you're okay with the transgender having breasts and dick?
Yes. That's what she likes.
That's what excites me. Okay, what a part of that excites you the most?
Both.
It's just what you go down and dick.
It's like a combination of both.
She said a woman and a man.
She said she could suck the dick and hold the titties.
So you like, T.S. Madison?
What'd you say?
I said, so has she heard of T.S. Madison? I love her.
T.S. Mm-hmm. Madison?
Mm-hmm.
No. We're going to write that down.
So T.S. Madison is like a famous trans sexual gender. I don't know the difference between the two. But she on top, she has, you know, the breast and all that stuff. And on the bottom, she has the penis still. And she was in porn like years ago. But now she used to do like the Queen's Court with Kaya like last year. And it blew up. And she's all over the Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I'm
going to
Google her. Got her.
Yeah, Google her.
Oh, Wanda's already pulled her up.
Got her.
Show me that sexy machine.
Stupid.
You are stupid. They're gorgeous. Oh, yes, honey.
It's nice and thick.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at her. not tonight, honey. So Ashley, like, so Lisa loves transgender so much, we asked her favorite porn, and she said that was her favorite kind of porn. I had never, I know, of course, transgenders have sex, but I had never thought about their porn, right? So I go and watch this porn, and I actually get aroused, and I was like, hold the hell up. What is happening? So I actually got aroused by it. So, but I like the female with the penis with a regular woman. Lisa is like the, she like it with the man. So, yeah.
I've never watched transgendered porn. I have to look that up tonight because now I'm curious.
And if you get aroused, I want a message saying, bitch, this fucking aroused. Because I was questioning my own self after I got her. I was like, I actually fucking got aroused to this shit.
Hey, I'll do that.
Yes. All right. So Lisa, you got a game for us to play?
Yes, we have a new game, Ashley, and it's called Whose Dick Is Up?
Oh.
So, the game is basically, we're going to do multiple questions. Uh-huh. And tonight we're going to talk about different slangs that are used for the term penis, other than calling it a penis or a dick. So, everybody's going to have a turn, and I'm going to ask them a question, and of course, our guests, we always go first with them. So, I am going to ask you three words, and then you're going to tell me which one, A, B, or C, you think is the right slang term for penis.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Tan banana, monkey rich, skin grinder.
Ooh, that's skin grinder.
monkey rich?
Unfortunately, not. Tan banana.
Tan banana.
It's supposed to be like a sunburned penis or somebody stays out in the sun naked.
Oh, okay.
So it's called a tan banana.
Why not skin? What's that? Skin what?
Skin grinder was one that I made up.
But I like that. That's what another one instead because the skin is skin. Yeah, let's. Why can't it be skin grinder? Get a tan banana.
Okay, so Wanda, I'm going to give you one next.
Okay.
Hold this up.
Skin grinder one.
Okay, so Semen Roadway, Tramp Killer, Beef Thermometer.
That could be semen thing or beat the thermometer. That could be either one, right?
It could be all three of them, one of them, or two of them.
I really like that beat thermometer.
So you like beef thermometer?
Uh-huh.
You think that's the one?
What was the first one? Semen what?
Semen Roadway. Oh. Tramp Killer.
Semen Roadway.
Beef Thermometer.
What? The hell?
Okay. You're next, Ebony.
I'm still like beef thermometer.
It's not steaming roadway. I can tell you that now. That sounds like a cum dumpster type of term, and that ain't it.
Cum dumpster, yeah.
And if it's not steaming roadway, we're going to start using that.
Okay, so actually, yours was all three.
What was the second one?
Really?
Tramp Killer.
Tramp Killer?
Tramp Killer. What dude? What dude named his penis that shit?
And it could be a female that's calling using that term. It doesn't say when I looked it up, so I just randomly picked some. Okay. Yeah.
A tramp killer is an affected dick, I'm convinced. Oh. It gotta be. Yeah,
that shit got HIV.
It got the pack. It's got the gift. It keeps on giving. Yes. Tramp killer. Interesting. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Ebony. Cave hunter. I'm ready. Cave digger. Cave driller.
Cave driller, cave digger, cave
hunter.
I'm gonna say cave digger.
Unfortunately,
it's the driller.
It's a cave hunter. Cave. The other two I made up.
Oh. Cave hunter.
What's yes. Cave hunter.
I mean, basically, the vagina is the cave.
Right. Right.
Maybe, what about
maybe the penis is going in and hunting the orgasm?
The driller, the cave driller sounds more absolutely. Right.
All right, Shari.
All right, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see which one I'm going to give you. Okay, this is a good one right here. Frank and Beans. Fucking Frank. Beans and Pole.
Definitely the first one.
You got it right.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I've heard that one before.
Well, Frank and Beans, I've never heard that before.
You want a little of this?
It was on a movie that I've seen, an old 80s movie, I think.
Yeah,
Frank and Beans.
Thank you.
No, it was on. What about something about Mary? Where he got his zipper stuck.
Okay, so this is one for everybody. This is just one for the road, and then we're gonna move on.
All righty.
King Tut. King Pecker, King Woody.
King Tut. I'm going to say King Woody.
King Woody?
Woody.
I heard King Dingling. I don't know. I'm going against the grain, and I'm going to say King Pecker.
Okay, what you got, Wanda?
So, I say King Tut.
It's actually a King Tut.
Yeah. I heard a King...
The other two I made up.
I'm about to say, I ain't never heard of the other two before.
I love that game, Lisa.
Thanks. All right. Ashley, another thing we like to do on this show is make up a damn game. So we try to switch them up. We be making up all kind of shit. So we hope our listeners
Where did you get those names from? Where did you find those lists of penis names? I've never heard of those.
I actually Googled it, and it comes up with all these different lists. Some of them had like 150. Some of them had 40. Some of them had 450.
Yeah. I think she looks
some
like
of them had international slangs.
Okay.
But it's just a good thing for us to kind of interject into our listeners. So to give them, it's like a fact, fun fact.
Yeah.
But it's actually a good
we get to learn more names to call a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your old wood jacker in
here. Bring your tallywhacker over here. Oh, your King Tut here.
Oh, tallywhacker.
I'm going to tell my husband that when he comes home, go ahead and bring that. Cave hunter over here. Come on.
That cave hunter.
Yes, you better say that.
All right, so last week our question was,
Would you ever participate in fart play?
In who?
Fart play. F-A-R-T play. That's a fetish.
How do you do that?
So basically there are individuals out here in the world who love the sound that farts make when they come out of a person's ass. They get aroused by it. And some people like the smell. How this came about is on the podcast last week, Ebony stated that one of the guys she was messing with, he basically ate the fart out of her ass when she farted. Like, he liked it and was very aroused by it. So we then did some research and found out it's an actual fetish.
It's a thing.
And so we posted it. Yeah, we posted it. It's on our Instagram page, on Nashley Unbothered's Instagram page. We actually posted the definition of the fetish and other stuff about the fetish, because we had no clue that this was a real fetish. So we did, in turn, ask our listeners, would you ever participate in fart play?
Nothing shocks me in the sex world, everything's a fetish now. So, okay, right.
All right, so our listeners' response was 50-50. 50 for yes, really? And 50 for no. Really? I was in shock.
Yeah, I'm
shocked. Are these black people?
They're black. Our listeners are black, white. They're all, yeah.
All,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 50-50 that they would participate. Now, that doesn't mean that they're the person that's going to be smelling the farts. That might mean that they're going to fart in somebody else's face.
Right.
Right.
So, you know.
And that also has to do with fart sucking, right? Like, them sucking the fart out of the butt.
Yeah.
That's part of, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it as well.
Interesting.
Ashley, you okay, honey?
It's interesting. Like, you know, I believe in, you know, if I have to, you know, fart and you happen to be in the bed, like, you know, I'm gonna do it. But I'm not going to, like, I don't know if it's a fetish of mine. I don't know about that part.
Yeah, I'm but you know,
I don't yuck anybody else's yum, more power to them.
Oh, yes. I like that right. term.
Yes. Yuck yes. anybody else's yum. Yes, Ashley, I love you.
Yes. yes. Yeah, it's called fetish shaming. So we don't fetish shame, but we thought this was some interesting shit. and I also, so that led me to go onto Instagram and see if this was like a thing. And if you if you hashtag it, there are groups.
Wow.
Of people. So I did send a message to one of them asking them, would they come on the show and explain it to us? So I'm waiting to hear back because I feel like it needs to be, like, I just got so many questions. I have so many questions.
And for our listeners that actually participate, continue to get your freak on.
Yes. I mean.
Yes, tomorrow I'm going to talk about that on my page. Now I am, like, really curious. We're going to talk about fart play tomorrow.
Yes, fart play.
Yes.
Yes.
Fart play.
Yes.
Why are we doing that? Okay, we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
So a lot of people, you guys, our listeners, you may not know who Sex with Ashley is, but Sex with Ashley came to our attention because she gives these she does these videos and demonstrates all these different things. And one of the things that we just all was like, oh my gosh, is her blowjob technique.
Yes.
Now, before
I was actually surprised by that video, because I did the hand job one. Yes. That one,
the hand job.
Yes, that's the one. I was actually surprised by that video that it did as well as it did, because
it was amazing. I cannot wait to get a dick in front of me so I can try the techniques. And I'm not really a big dick sucker, but because I just watched the video like 5 times, I'm like, I'm going to suck some dick and do this shit.
But Ashley, even though I love trannies, I'm all about the D also.
Yeah, like that video did really good. I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, maybe I need to do more silent videos while I'm not talking.
Yes. So I was like, this was great. So I was like, yes, we have got to get her on here. She's got to give us some dick sucking techniques and stuff like that. But before we get into it, I just want to tell you, Ashley, your lips are amazing.
Well, thank you. They are my best feature.
And if I had a dick, I would want your lips all over. I'm talking about it all over my dick.
Look, you'd be amazed. Well, you're probably not amazed, but I get a lot of inboxes and DMs and just all these random nasty messages about my lips. It's just like, I'm like, okay, guys, like, I've heard that.
I will send you a picture of my dick.
She'd be blocked. Yeah, she'd be blocking her ass.
Can you please do a demonstration on my dick?
I actually got somebody to inbox me the other day, and they was like, can I please just see my penis? I was like, okay. So they sent it. And then I was like, I guess they wanted me to, like, I don't know, like, rate it. I don't know what the fuck. But I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And then, like, he sent another one the next day. I had to block him because it was just becoming just too much. I had to definitely block him. He was just doing the most. Oh, but yeah, I get very interesting things in my inbox. Very interesting.
I mean, was his dick pretty? What was wrong with it? Why?
I don't. To me, all dicks are the same. Like, I don't know what a pretty dick... They all look the same to me. Like, I don't know because I've seen too many of them at this point. They all look alike. But, you know, you see one penis, you see the penis. I mean, unless it's, like, especially huge or something, you know, like a horse penis, they all the same to me. You know, you see one, you see them all.
No.
They're different. We all say no.
Ashley,
I don't get excited by penis pictures. Like, zero excitement.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Well, no, I'm not worried about the excitement level. I'm just saying, did it look like, okay, you got a great looking dick? Or was it like, I'm blocking you, your dick is horrible?
No, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it had a nice size to it. It just, I just wasn't like, it wasn't impressive. It wasn't, you know, I guess... I've seen a lot of penises in my life that, you know, if you want to impress me, you need to impress me. You need to be, like, unique and different and not something that, you know, I can see up the road. So it just wasn't impressive. But it wasn't like small or anything. It just was like a typical penis.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the average.
Basic.
Just the average.
Yeah, sorry, sir. Your dick is basic.
Sorry. That's all it was.
Sorry, guy. Everybody has one.
I wish that I was in a place to where I could show you what a gorgeous dick looks like. Because I encountered a very beautiful one. However, he don't know what to do with it.
Oh, Lord. Well, my inbox is always
beautiful.
Open.
But it was beautiful, though. And I just like looking at it swing and everything. Ooh, like, yes, oh, that's honey. So great.
A swing. Yes, what I appreciate about the video, the handjob video, is that there are a lot of women who don't know how to give good handjobs or feel uncomfortable with it. They're subconscious. They don't like to touch the dick. They ew the dick, you know, and so they don't like to do that. And so I'm women empowerment. I'm touching dicks. I'm all for it. Yes,
right. Because, like, you know, and when I first started, you know, sucking dick, touching dick, whatever, I was a little, you know, intimidated too, and a little insecure about my abilities. But like I tell people all the time, practice makes perfect, really. You know, you just keep doing it until you're like, oh, I can do this. Oh, you know, I'm pretty good at this. You just keep doing it. You have to keep doing something to overcome that fear or that.
Yes. Do you hear that, callers?
Yeah, I just cannot listeners. Wait until we have our first suck live show. Often. When we have our first live show, Ashley, I want you to come and do a demonstration like you do at your, you know, when you have your little home parties.
I gotta say this too.
Baby sucking dick on the video.
At the parties we do. I do not suck dick on video.
But other people do.
What we use cucumbers. I use the dildos.
Okay.
Use cucumbers. I have a dildo, so they just practice what I do on the deal on their cucumber.
That is awesome. What was you about to say?
Wanda? I can watch that. But let me scroll through this real quick.
Like she said, practice makes perfect. The more you suck a dick, you got to kind of play with it, see what arouses a guy. So once you find out what arouses them, take that same technique and double it and do something else different mm-hmm. with it. Because actually your tongue is really a powerful tool.
Yes.
And, and it's got a dick in it. So your hands are good, but your tongue can do a lot of damage control and be filled up with a lot of stuff in your mouth later on from that.
You sound like you know from personal experience.
Yes, yes. She's a dick sucking connoisseur. That's why she your fan. That's why she's like, I want to sit and listen to Ashley.
It's like you know for personal experience.
All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions now.
Ooh,
yeah. Hold on. Are you choking on a dick or whatever?
I don't need to be.
I know. We didn't ask everybody what they were drinking.
I know. Sorry. I was rude. Started. What is everyone drinking?
I'm done.
Well, what were you drinking?
I forgot. I was drinking. What was I drinking?
Okay, so I made some raspberry. It's raspberry sorbet with extra dry Prosecco on top of it. And then we had some mango sorbet with just regular dry Prosecco on top of it. And then as a sideline drink, we're just doing some Riscata.
I'm just waiting on the third drink. That's all.
So,
and my ass is over here drinking regular red Moscato because I'm not over there with y'all bitches.
Yes, honey. But you know that Moscato. You can't go wrong with it.
What, you sure can.
Are you drinking anything, Ashley?
I have water.
Okay. You got to stay hydrated now. That keeps
hydrate.
Yep. That keeps the vagina moist right there, honey.
It does. So, Ashley, what gave you the idea to start this
blog
journey? Yeah.
I have a degree in public health, and when I got out of college, I wanted to work with Black women and HIV. That was my initial intent. And then when I got out of college, jobs were not that plentiful in that area. So I started teaching anyway. But then I started on Facebook, actually just writing, like, just posting a status a day about different facts that pertain to sex and female bodies and all this stuff. I did it for a year. Okay. And I got all this great feedback. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, damn, people are really don't know a lot about sex and how their body works. And these are like grown-ups, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so let me start a blog. So I started my blog first in 2016. And so it went from that. I stopped in 2017 because I was like, I don't know, this is what I'm supposed to do in my life, because I'm from a small town and, you know, everybody know me. And it was kind of, I was talking about sex and people were like, you know, kind of side-eyeing, you know, me.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe this is not the direction the good Lord wants me to go in life. So I did stop for like a year, and I just went, and then in 2017, I was like, no, fuck it, this is what I want to do. So I went back and started and did it, and it's been going great ever since, you know.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yes, congratulations on finding your voice in that and not letting where you're from determine where you go. I love it.
Because education is a form of the Lord's work. And that's what you're doing, honey.
It is. And I had to come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's that?
Say it again?
You said you came up with a term for it?
No. I had to come to term with that because I was really struggling. Because I'm, you know, we in the South. You know, in the South, you know, we don't do that. My mother is, it was really a really big adjustment and really hard for her because we are total polar opposites. We look alike and that's where it starts and stops with us. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, you know, really Southern, and you don't say certain things out the house and things you keep pulling yourself, and you don't really share, you know, you don't share your personal business with the world or things like that with the world. So it was really a big adjustment for her. She's more okay with it than she was 3 years ago. I think she would probably rather me do something else if she had a choice. But she understands that I'm 35 and I'm grown. So, you know, she's okay. Okay-ish with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you might be saving relationships.
Yeah,
and
yes,
that's important because there are a lot of women who still feel like sucking dick is like taboo. And they don't do it, or they don't feel comfortable and they're ashamed to do it.
Or maybe late starters like me, and you know what I'm saying? You're just late, and so it's like, well, I wasn't made to do it, so I didn't do it. I didn't find the joy in it. It became like a chore, you know, when I did do it.
What the hell? You were late starting what? Sucking dick?
I didn't, the first dick I sucked, well, I was like 20-something, and I was married. And so I only sucked sucked the dicks of men that I've been married until here recently. I've only had two dicks in my whole entire mouth. Well, three now, but two.
Really?
Yes, because
she said really. That motherfucker had a lot of dicks.
Well, I'm just saying because where we grew up, also we grew up in the Midwest, in the Bible Belt. You don't put a dick in your mouth. Yeah. Like what? The, right. That's not what you do. So that's not a thing that I learned. That's not, you know, techniques, all that shit. No, I actually went to a dick sucking class. A lady showed me and my girlfriends how to suck dick. And I was like, I think I was like maybe 24, 25-ish, something like that, 20-something. I was 20-something in my early 20s, and she taught us how to suck dick, and I went home and tried it. It worked real well. He came. I was like, oh, shit. But then, you know, if my mouth was hurting, it was just too much. So I was like, this is a lot of work. So then I was like, I'll suck your dick on holidays. And so when his birthday came, I would suck his dick. When Christmas came,
he was counting those days down.
But listen, then he got real clever. Like, bitch, it's all these other holidays. So, bitch, I'm sucking dick. Like, you know,
five Columbus times. Day.
Yeah, right.
President Day.
Bitch, Islamic. Well, we... So that's funny. So that's how it started. So when I got with my second husband, I mean, well, no, my second husband, he doesn't really like getting head. Yeah. So it was perfect because I can just, whenever I was on my freaky side, I'd be like, oh, let me suck his dick, do all this other kind of stuff. You know, I got to be real freaky and shit with him, but it didn't have to really involve sucking dick. You know, I could do it just for a little while. And I mean, it was fine with him because he really didn't. He's just not the person who really liked, just like Ebony, don't like getting her pussy ate. He don't like really getting his dick sucked. So, you know, so I never been made to have to be like, bitch, suck my dick. I never had no dude be like that.
I don't understand the concept of people not liking oral sex.
Yeah, but I don't either.
But if to each his own, because everybody has their standards, and I understand that some things just don't feel good to them, or they don't get aroused from it. So that I understand. And with that being said, I must be a damn whole dick then. Because I've had quite a few of them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Sometimes two at one time.
Because wait a minute. We're not about
I
to skip over
like
this,
you,
Lisa.
Ashley.
But
Lisa,
I want to say more
she
than one at
dicks
one time.
In her mouth at once. Wait a minute.
You can. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ashley, did you hear that?
Kind of.
Multiple.
Yeah. She said she had one now?
She sucked multiple dicks at one time.
Yeah.
In her mouth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's possible.
I have not done that.
Well,
okay, girl.
This sounds like she needs to go to the damn altar.
Don't get Ebony started. She need to go to the altar on that one.
I mean, you need
that
to.
That sounds like
some thing missing to be released.
I've never had multiple at
you
one
time. You
can't
have it too big. That's the problem. It's not.
Yeah,
too
you
big.
Can't.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna get.
Well,
their
your
size
mouth
ripped.
Ain't even that big.
It's big enough. I can swallow deep. I can swallow deep.
Oh, Lord.
So you had both of them in your mouth at the same time?
Yes, ma'am. The tip and it. Well, not all the way in, but past the tip. Past the head.
I have to set my game up. Like, I'm missing out on life.
Like, I know you don't, Ashley. You do not need to set your game up.
I feel like just things I should have been doing in my 20s that I have not done, that I need to do these things before I get married.
That is not some shit you need to start doing. That is just.
But Ashley, okay, let me say this. This is Lisa.
No, ma'am.
Let me share this with you because I feel like I'm a dick connoisseur too. I think I give really good head.
You can get deep throat?
And yes.
Okay.
And that was my question that I was going to ask her because this is something that I've never done, but I thought about it. Trying to swallow it. I mean, I know it. No,
trying to swallow the dick.
About, like holding it down there in the throat, and then bring it back up.
Well, how do you keep from gagging? Hard. I guess that's what she wants to know.
Well, if you say like ah, and after saying ah, push the dick in your mouth, it goes down your throat.
I mean, I've had it in my throat, but just like, you know how you have it in there for a moment so they can feel the heat from it and then bring it back up.
Oh, you want to have it in there for a minute and then come back out. Oh, see, I don't know because I don't trust that. So I've never done that. I like,
so you need to say a little bit longer. You need to say
To be honest, to be completely honest, I am not a deep throat fan. I don't feel like it's necessary. You don't have to do that.
But it feels good.
To who?
The guy.
Ashley, I swear you're my spirit animal. Like,
it's like the hottest spot.
Who does it feel good to?
You
to you?
Before with the throat spray.
Uh-huh.
If it numbs,
I don't like that either. Because you need to be able to feel if you're choking. I'm not a fan of that either. I don't suggest using that. But you know you can if you want to. But
I can't even brush my teeth without damn gagging. So. Hell no.
You gotta breathe through your nose. If you breathe through your nose, you won't gag though.
Girl, I done tried everything. They bought me some throat numbing shit. Girl, I still was gagging. Okay, so Ashley, share some techniques with us.
So, I'll say with the deep throating, you know, all of the nerves of the penis are, you know, near the head or at the head, which is called the glands, and around the shaft. So you don't need to do all that. I mean, if you want to for optics, you know, knock yourself out. But you don't need to. He can still have a great time, and he can still, you know, you can rock his world without shoving it down your throat. But you know, each his own. So I like to incorporate hand gestures because your mouth does get tired. So in my classes, I tell people you have to do mouth exercises, and I give people mouth exercises that they can do. And you can do these, you know, while you're at home or in the car or whatever. Because, you know, your mouth is a muscle, your tongue is a muscle. So you need to exercise that if you're going to use it regularly so you don't get tired. So if you incorporate some of your hands into your blowjobs, it keeps you from overworking your mouth. And if you put lube on the penis, make sure you have lube on the penis when you're doing anything with the hands, and that helps it to feel like your mouth, you know? So my suggestions are, like, I like to use a toy. It's actually a bedroom candy toy. I think I'm gonna do a video on this tomorrow, I think. Or this weekend. Right. But it's called the Helping Hand, actually. And so I love it, right? All it is is a masturbator sleeve. That's all it is. But it's like ribbed on the outside, and then the other side it has like it's smooth, so you can turn it inside out and use it, or however you wanna do it. And like, so you put it on the shaft, and of course you put lube, you put it on the shaft, and you like jerk him off with the sleeve, and then you put your mouth on the head, and you can lick it or whatever you're doing, suck it. So he has two sensations at once, and boom, in like 2 minutes, he's done and ready to go. And like, you don't even have to do no new work. Like, I love it.
I like the work, though.
That sounds awesome.
And then you
hoes ain't got to worry about getting locked, y'all.
No!
It sounds like that's what y'all are trying to do.
After I do my little tricks and stuff for a little bit, I'm getting the masturbation sleeve and put it on because I don't have time to suck dick for 20 minutes. Like, that's just, I just don't. 30 minutes, I'm not doing that. You know, you got about a good 10, and we're going to move on to something else. I'm not doing it for 20 minutes.
Like,
want to
suck dick for like an hour and shit.
No, Lockjaw City. Like an
hour, but I will. I switch up the techniques. I like sucking the balls too.
Well, Ashley, my question to you is: so, say you have a man, and I mean, he has a nice size penis. Let's say he has a little bit above average penis. So the average penis is like 6.5-7 inches. So let's say he had about an 8-inch penis. It's a nice girth and everything. But it only stay hard for like a limited amount of minutes.
Two.
You need to get a cock ring.
He needs to get a what?
A cock ring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what does that do?
So cock rings, they help the blood flow. So if he's going flaccid or he's having problems staying up, that means he's losing the blood flow to his penis. So what the cock ring does, it keeps the blood you know, after he's erect, put it on, and it keeps the blood, you know, where it's supposed to be, without it going back down and without it being too tight. Like, if you use, like, a, you know, I won't suggest anybody use, like, a rubber band, because, you know, then you have a real problem. But a cotton, people, you'd be surprised what things that people do. Like, they use, like, rubber bands and stuff. Like, that is... Just use a cotton ring. They're real cheap. You can get a whole bag of three at the sex store for like $5. They're not expensive at all. get a cotton ring. Also, like, CBD products work too with men who have erectile dysfunction issues, because when you apply CBD to the topical area, whatever area you apply it to, if it's a topical, it helps the blood to flow more freely in that area. So if you would apply like CBD oil or CBD whatever, massage oil or lube or whatever, to a penis, it would help with the blood flow to the area.
And don't you sell a product for this?
I do. So I sell sexual wellness products, CBD products. Okay. And so my products are geared, they are geared for women because I am a woman. But they can be used by both genders. But I create CBD products that help women specifically to have more pleasure-filled sex. A lot of women have painful sex for various reasons. A lot of women have issues with getting out of their own head. And, you know, with us, with women, we have to be mentally there for the orgasm or for us to enjoy it. So if we cannot mentally be in the space to enjoy sex, the body is not going to flow like it needs to be. So my products are geared towards helping women to spark pleasure in the bedroom.
And what's the name of this product?
So my company is called Bed Tanicals, BEDTANICALS. Bed and then botanicals.
Awesome.
Yes. Come through, Ashley.
Now, the second part to my question was, since this is my favorite man, his name is Milford. my fake man Milford, since he can only keep keep his penis hard for so long, what can I do to come within those few minutes of him coming? So at least it's pleasurable for a few minutes.
Well, if Milford needs to do a lot of foreplay, if Milford knows that Milford can only stay erect 2.5 seconds, then Milford needs to engage in a lot of foreplay, so that way whenever Milford does stick it in, you're already there.
Okay. Good deal. Anybody have any other questions?
And if you, I don't have any questions, but I have a comment to kind of piggyback what Ashley said. If you know your body, then you know your spots. And if you know he's about to, then you just hop on top of it or find your spot, push it in deeper, throw them legs back further, whatever, to get to that, your spot, so he can go.
Right. Awesome. And then a lot of women too, like a lot of women, I'll speak for me. I can orgasm from both clitoral and penetration. I orgasm more from clitoral than penetrative. Like, in order for me to orgasm from penetrative sex, like, I have to already want an orgasm clitorally, and I have to be like really, 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 you know, like really there. Not saying that penetrative sex is not enjoyable, it's just I don't orgasm from it, for the most part. So, like, but you have to know your body, and like she said, you have to know your body in order to know that. So, like, and a lot of people don't masturbate either. They're like, you know, I always ask people, well, how do you know, what your spots are if you don't even touch your own self? Like, how do you expect him to know? It's just going to, like, you know,
man.
It's like the blind leading the blind. Like, how you supposed to tell anyone to do this if you don't know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's awesome.
I will say that every time I get on that damn ARC trainer at Planet Fitness, I orgasm. And I don't know if it's because that damn ARC trainer had me in the gym. That shit had me in the gym every day. I was up in that thing faithfully. I was like, come on, ARC trainer, come through. Because I'll be over there getting mine. The people over there looking, I was like, don't even worry about what I got going over here. We have a whole relationship. Yes, that art trainer is my boo.
Mm.
Wow. I'm serious. It did. And I don't know if it's because, I don't know if it's because I'm fierce or what. I just know that.
Yes. Having sex with the gym equipment.
Yo, I'm just being honest. Y'all, see, y'all are shaming me again. You're shaming me.
We're just making a loud observation. Yeah. So, because we all, I mean, sometimes you can be sitting on something that's vibrating, you know, and it could make you a little wet or something.
What in the hell are you sitting on something that's vibrating? At the gym?
The bus?
No, she talking about regular. She talking about, I know Lisa. She talking about regular shit. Well, what are you sitting on?
The bus.
Your
she
chair,
like the
your
bus.
Chair,
so
house, Lisa.
She, it might be the bus. She might be on the bus. We no. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
You right, the washing machine.
It don't vibrate.
She talking about the washing machine.
The washing machine?
Yeah.
No. But anyway, let's change the subject. Ashley. Ashley, let me ask you this right here. I want to go back to the CBD products for just a second.
Okay.
Because you were saying that you use those as a form of helping for stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
When you place those on your organs, are you placing them on after oral sex, or can they be on there while you're having oral sex?
It can be on while you're having. So topicals, it takes usually 15 to 20 minutes, probably more like 20 to 30 minutes, depending on, we'll say 30 minutes, for it to kick in.
Okay.
So you can like put it on, like after you come to shower or right, you get ready to start. And so by the time, you know, you get really going good, it's, you know, already taking effect. So it takes about 20 minutes for it to, you know,
okay,
take
so
effect.
If you're not just with yourself and you're with a partner, do these things have flavors or they just like
Flavors. Mine do not have flavors. I have scented massage oil, so it has different scents. I have never thought about tasting it. The oil. Now I am coming out with an edible chocolate body butter that'll be out February. So that is edible and that has a flavor as chocolate. But just like the oil, I've never tasted the oil, so I have no idea. I might do that tonight because I have different scents. So the thought to taste it never came in my mind.
Awesome.
So I may taste it tonight. See what it tastes like because it's all we have. I have a tropical scent, which that's my favorite one. I have lavender, and I have like a one that's kind of like a rose, summer rainish scent. Mm-hmm. But I've never thought about tasting it, so I don't know.
So how do we get these products? Like, do we go to your website? Like, what? Where can we get these?
You can go to my website, which is also on my Sex with Ashley page, but it's botanicals.com. Oh. And I do pop-ups or vending events. So that's what I'm doing this year. I'll be all over doing different things.
Let me know when you're out in Birmingham, if you're this way.
Alabama, that's where you are.
Yes.
I know why I thought y'all all in Georgia.
No, we're all in different Alabama. Places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, that's cool. Hey, you got a fun fact for us? Lisa?
Absolutely. So the fun fact for tonight to share with our listeners, we're going to talk about a cuddle hormone, and that is kissing. Kissing causes the body to release high amounts of oxytocin, and what it does is boost your mood and lower your levels of stress. So the oxytocin is what's considered the cuddle hormone because it helps you to bond to another person.
That's why people don't like kissing sometimes.
So for all of our listeners, please bond. Kiss. Please
don't
cuddle,
kiss the prostitutes.
And do lots of kissing.
Did you hear the chef talking about some don't kiss the prostitutes?
I can't.
I'm not a kisser for that's one of my reasons. I don't kiss people.
Your lips are beautiful.
What? I love
it. And
that's
people
blasphemous.
Like, listen, well, because I think I had a very bad experience. I was like 19 to 18. The dude, he kind of like, I felt like he was trying to take my lips off type thing. I don't think he really knew what to do with them. And so like, I've only had a few people people who I felt like, oh, okay, this feels good. So I just rather not.
Would you let a woman kiss you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she knows.
Have
I don't know.
Ever it's, had a woman kiss you?
I have not. I have never outside my mother.
Okay, interesting.
Because I'm only saying because sometimes women can teach other people how to kiss.
Yeah,
and so I was just curious. That's about true, that. Because
she said, "Let Suge Avery kiss you." That's what she said. let Suge Avery kiss you.
Miss Shelly found her beauty in that too.
She said she did.
She opened. All right.
Let me know when you're going to be in Alabama. I'm married. Let me put this out here for the listeners so they don't think I'm trying to sexually harass Ashley. But let me know when you're in Alabama so that we can connect. So I need all of those botanicals.
Ashley, and are chocolate. You involved? Is she in a relationship? Are you in a relationship?
I am not. No one wants me. So I am definitely. That. I am very girl.
You're in that small town. You better stop it.
Girl, bye.
I know you're.
You tell the truth. I don't want nobody.
Not the way you. not the way you're doing hand jobs. But I can see why. Someone probably either would be intimidated,
definitely,
or they would come at you completely wrong.
Yep,
and that's what I get. I get a lot of come at me wrong. I get a lot of people who seem to be only interested in sex. Or you know, like I tell people all the time, sex is a small part of who I am. Right. You know, I know I do this for a living, but when I'm on days of talking to people, I don't ever talk about sex. I only talk about sex on Facebook and Instagram. In real life, with my friends, we don't ever bring it up. Like, it never comes up in every conversation. So, like, you know, I think for me, I have a hard time finding people who want to get to know me outside of what they see on social media.
I can see that. Well, Ashley, we thank you for coming to the show, and we had a great time with you. I cannot wait to put up all of your everything so our listeners can go and follow you and see these videos and everything, honey, because we love you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, Ebony.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Ebony, take us to the house.
All right. Follow us. Follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and Radio Public, and Overcast. Make sure you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review to all of your bitch ass hoe ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
That's right.
If you're not listening to Naturally Unbothered, you ain't listening to shit. This is where it's at.
Exactly. Exactly. What she said.
Love it, Ashley.
All right, y'all. Thank you again, Ashley. Wonderful sitting in being a voyeur. And until next time, this is Naturally Unbothered.
Thanks, Ashley.